We're back. We're back in the podcast.
We're back.
In the room.
We're so back.
We're doing it. Today I'm here with...
Bella.
Corey.
And me.
Who are
Lara.
You?
Yeah.
In case they forgot.
Just,
in case our...
I mean, our voices.
Our viewers.
Yeah.
Our team.
Two listeners.
Me and you.
Basically. So yeah, how was your summer? I guess that's where we're starting with this, guys.
I did a lot this summer.
Really?
I went on vacation. I moved. And I started a new job.
Wow.
Whole life, basically.
Basically, brand new person.
What new job? Because you were at...
Altered State, I work at American Eagle with Casey. Kind of crazy how that happens, huh?
I know. They were just mentioning that to me.
So, yeah. I moved. I don't live across the street anymore. I live in West Des Moines. Quite the drive.
Yeah. Just not done with DMAC apartments, or...?
Yeah. I lived at Prairie Point. The reaction tells you everything you need to know about Prairie Point.
Same roommates?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, pretty chill. I live with two cats and a dog.
Nice.
And then I went to Colorado.
What'd you do there?
It was my friend's birthday, so.
Little day trip? Or weekend trip?
Day trip? Could you imagine 12 hours?
Yeah. What part of Colorado?
Tabernash, about an hour out of Denver.
Okay.
Up in the mountains.
I went there twice this summer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He did more than you. You have to go three times now, Nick.
You're right. I have to go today.
Yeah.
Ditch work.
Get in the car, drive 12 hours, touch the dirt, and then come back.
And then leave again.
Yeah. How about you? Sorry, are you not done?
No, I was just asking about the next person's summer.
Oh, yeah. So I went to Colorado twice. I went to Missouri. And I think that's it.
Oh, I went to Chicago.
Oh, yes. Thank you. What did you do there? Museums?
No, the Bean, and then Harry Styles had a pop-up shop, so I bought a bunch of crap I didn't need. Actually, my dad bought it.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, and then I went to a record store and spent too much money.
I feel like I remember seeing that on your story.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. How was your summer?
I didn't do anything, really.
Not one thing?
I went to Hinterlands.
Oh, that's amazing. What day?
The first day. The worst day, apparently.
I wanted to go Sunday. I would have killed to go Sunday. Oh. Chapel?
Yeah. I would have killed a good... But I was like, I'm not even going to deal with that. Like, can you imagine the crowd?
It was tax-free weekend. I was like, well, you can't do anything when you work retail. I can't even see my family for Christmas. And you think I'm kidding. I'm not.
Oh.
You're not allowed to take time off. It's called blackout months, weeks.
Really?
Or at least, I don't know about American Eagle. At Altered State, you couldn't take time off around Thanksgiving because of Black Friday.
That makes sense.
And you can't take Christmas time off because it's Christmas.
I'm so sorry. You have such a dead look.
Later. It's okay. I love it. I actually have to go to work after this, so I'm just...
You always have to go to work after the podcast.
You're right. I just work. I'm a working girl.
Yeah.
But I have no money, so it's not really making sense. Oh, you don't want them to hear you swallow?
No, because it'll pick it up and it'll be like on the podcast, and I don't want that.
Guys, did anyone see any movies this summer?
Did I see any movies?
I watched Long Legs.
Oh, was that good?
It was very weird.
Was it scary? People thought, were like, it's the scariest thing ever.
It wasn't really scary so much as just disturbing.
You know who scares me? Nicolas Cage. He scares me outside that costume, though.
Yeah.
I heard mixed reviews. I heard it was awful.
I wouldn't see it again.
I just, hear that TikTok sound where he's, like, singing.
No, what TikTok?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
Sing it.
No, I don't know what he says. He's just like... Never mind.
Like, hum it.
No, I can't think of it. I just know it. It's from the movie, and he's, like, being creepy and weird.
And so Nicolas Cage
is being Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. I saw Challengers beginning of this
We're going to have to talk about a whole podcast to Challengers.
It's so crazy. I remember sitting there and being like, wow, this is insane. But also, this techno music needs
it's
to
so
stop.
It's so good. Oh.
Different sides.
We don't share the same opinion, okay?
Typical, as per usual.
True, same opinion.
But the techno was awful, and it kept blaring in my ears the entire... Do you see Challengers?
Nope.
Okay, just be warned. Bring some earplugs. Towards the end, you're going to be like, if I listen to the same two beats over and over again, I'm going to...
There were some parts it was good, though. Like, there were parts where the music, I feel like, was...
Yeah, it added to
it.
But the last point or whatever...
It was like, okay.
It was like 10 minutes. And I was like, please get me out of this rave, for God's sakes. What else did I watch? I saw Inside Out 2.
Oh, I actually did not. I like have a hatred for it for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. It's all I heard about.
Oh.
For a while. It was like I couldn't escape it.
I'm so sorry. Little orange
one looking at me. I didn't like that.
What did you watch?
Bike Riders. Did you hear?
No? I didn't see it.
That, did you see the trailer?
Or yeah, but I don't feel like it had a lot of promotion, so
no, it was good, though. It. Me and a coworker went. It was fun. We really went and saw it for Austin Butler and Mike Feist, who was in Challengers. that's really the only reason we went. But it was pretty good.
I heard it was good, but I don't think anybody knew it was happening. Or mm-mm. There was nothing for it.
Lisa Frankenstein, did you see that?
No, but I wanted to.
It was
to.
So good.
I couldn't convince anybody to come with me. It was kind of a stretch.
There's a lot of movies I'm excited for this fall.
A Quiet Place Day One.
Did you see that?
No, I like Joseph Quinn, though.
I didn't see it, but I was intrigued. I didn't see the first
one. I liked the cat, too.
The cat was... I liked the cat.
Yeah, the cat was a key character.
Good.
Carried the movie on his back?
Pretty much. Sounds like it. Was it quiet? I feel like a cat would kind of be like the worst thing.
No, the cat was quiet now. Most of the time.
Oh.
Surprising.
Yeah. Fake cat. My cat meows.
Yeah.
All the time. Any music we liked this summer?
Chapel, obviously.
Chapel. It was a Midwest kinda, princess summer.
It really was.
Brat. It's Brat summer.
I'll be honest with you. I never listened to that song. People kept saying it.
I just think we're not going to be able to have the podcast after today, guys, actually.
I was like, what is Brat summer?
You know, why do people it's Charlie XCX. It?
I get that. But what? Like, where did this come from?
It's the album. What do you mean?
I don't get it. What does it mean? Brat is like like a snotty child.
Brat is brat. It's a mentality.
You know what? I'm
it's
just
a state of mind.
I don't get it.
That's okay.
I'm not hip anymore.
Did you listen to Short and Sweet?
No, but I'm going
pretty good.
To. I bet it's
good. Yeah,
because I it's liked
really
the first
good.
Two, three. Is Feather part of that album?
No.
Then two. I liked Espresso and I liked Please, Please, Please. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else came out this summer.
I don't either. I would say June and July were kind of like, I don't know what happened.
I don't think they happened. That's so
I
long ago.
The whole time. What else happened this summer? Go ahead.
Did you guys go to the fair?
No.
Oh. I went to the fair.
You don't like the fair either? What is your deal?
I don't know.
I love the fair.
I don't go, really.
I usually go like 3 times, but I got my wisdom teeth out 2 weeks ago.
How was that? Mine was a nightmare.
All four. It took 40 minutes and I was chilling.
My whole face swelled up so
this
bad.
I did, but I had to go back to work. So I was like, we're just going to pretend it's not happening.
God. It was terrible. It was like 2 weeks before school and my whole face was... I looked like a dog who ate a bee. Like, it was so bad. And you can see my pictures when I go back to school. My face is like green.
Yeah, I did have a bruise on my jaw. Well, they had to shave some of my jaw down.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. You know,
you basically
just
got
girly
cosmetic
things.
Surgery. You got like a jaw lift.
I was mewing, guys, yeah. All summer.
But I mean, other than that, it was fine. But like, I was worried the first day of school because I kind of had a lisp.
Oh.
I was worried people would think I was faking it because once the swelling went down, it went away.
For like attention?
Yeah.
You wanted to come back and be Bethel?
Yeah. I was worried people like, didn't you have a lisp the first day? Like, so I didn't say anything.
Oh my God.
I'll say.
My stitch did fall out this morning. That was kind of scary.
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay, but it was healed, right?
Kind of gross. Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks.
Oh,
I was waiting for it to fall out at this point.
I don't remember mine. I probably ate them. But
no, it like choked me in the middle of the night, and I was like, "Oh, what is this?"
Oh, it's just the stitch.
Just my stitch.
I hated yawning.
Oh yeah,
you could feel them. Like, mm-hmm. Did your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated it.
It was awful.
Guys, I lived in that ice pack for like that first week.
But like,
I was sleeping in it. Yeah,
one
because I was in so much pain.
Did you take any medicine?
I never took the strong stuff. Like, they gave me strong ibuprofen and then hydrocodone, I think, or something crazy like that.
Oxy? Did you get oxy?
Mm-mm. Wow.
I know.
Euphoria moment.
It literally was. I was living my root fantasy.
No, I just took the ibuprofen and would lay down with my ice pack.
It's kind of...
But see, then I got the keys to my apartment 2 days later, so I was like, I don't have time to be bedridden.
You had a very busy summer then.
I did. And then school started, so there's been no break, really.
I've had a good start. How's your start been?
Pretty good. Mostly online classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many?
3, then 1 in person.
Nice.
I have 3 online and then 2 in person.
That's pretty much what I have, yeah.
See, I had 2 in person originally. I went out in West Des Moines. But then not enough people were in that class, so they canceled it.
I had that happen to a class
like,
last year.
Cool.
What classes?
So I'm taking speech, which I hate speech. Oh, so this is, you know, should have taken it in high school. humor in literature, America in the movies, and news writing and reporting. Yeah.
Yeah, look at you. Can't, I was going to take those, actually.
Which ones?
America in the movies, and it filled up in person. I was going to take it in person.
Oh, that would have been fun.
And then I was like, oh, stupid.
I don't even know what it really means.
I don't either.
But I like I movies, interested. So I was like, sure. I was
like, all right, we got to watch a movie about America.
In humor and literature, I had to write about a childhood book last night.
That sounds fun. Exactly. What did you pick?
What did I pick? Oh my god, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That was like one of the first books I bought from the book fair. And I just remember being like in love with it.
What would you pick?
I was not paying attention.
Oh.
Oh. a childhood book that you found funny. A
childhood book? I can't think of one off the top of my head.
My second one was Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yes, I remember that one. I don't remember the bus, but I remember the hot dog. Everything was the same thing. Where he's like...
I think there's like two different books.
Right? Like okay.
A, yeah, because there's like Don't Let the Pigeon like go to school or something. Maybe not that, but...
Maybe, yeah. Am I thinking... Okay.
Don't let the pigeon eat the hot dog? That sounds...
It's like there's a... I know there's a hot dog involved.
Well, no, because then that guy wrote a bunch of books. There's like Don't Let the Pigeon Stay Up Late. Don't Let the Pigeon... The Pigeon Needs a Bath. The duckling... Oh, the pigeon finds a hot dog.
There you go. That's the one I remember. Because it looked like kind of a baton almost.
Guys, how do we feel? Oasis is reuniting.
It's crazy. I've been seeing so
They're going to beat each other up on stage and then cancel the tour.
That's why I'm going.
Are you going?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
I feel like it's going to be really expensive.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be $1 trillion. Yeah. But, ugh. There's so many good songs.
I can't spell pigeon for some reason. Whatever.
Not important.
Yeah. I'm moving past it. Do you know a book now?
Nope.
We gave you time with our little...
I have like a trillion. Do you ever read Skippy John Jones?
Yeah, with a little chihuahua, right? No,
he was a cat who thought he was a chihuahua. He's a fraud.
Excuse me. No, he was basically... He looks like a chihuahua. I don't believe...
Have you ever seen a Siamese cat and a chihuahua?
They don't look anything alike.
Exactly.
But he looks like a chihuahua. It's misleading because he looks just like a chihuahua. Right?
He did have big ears. Yeah, you are right. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You do it a lot.
You're right. Podcasts. That's all we do. Oh, you know who we should revisit? The Hate List.
Where is it at?
It got erased. So, for some context, I basically made an enemy each episode we had last semester.
Skippy John Jones.
He's on the list. He's the first one of this year. The list included Mark Ruffalo, Taylor Swift, who else was on there?
The Sock Monkey.
Yeah, the Sock Monkey.
Have you ever seen Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium?
No.
Okay. Oh.
We have to explain it every time.
Oh, here, I have the list. Mark Ruffalo, some serial killers, Taylor Swift, Sock Monkey, Matthew Morrison, and Skippy Morrison. John Jones.
Yeah. The Grinch, specifically Matthew Morrison, I
feel. No, I hated him as Mr. Shoe, too. You guys ever seen Glee? Morrison.
Yes.
Gleeks in the house.
I'm not a Glee. I'm not putting my little never... category.
Yeah, have you seen Glee?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not like...
No.
I don't love it or anything.
God. What else can we talk about?
So much stuff.
I know. Guys, you playing Dress to Impress?
I want to.
You haven't played it?
No.
Well, download it on your phone.
It just seems kind of stupid, too. But, one second, I'm trying to see if it does time.
It's like it hasn't been recording.
Oh, could you imagine?
We're just talking.
What a waste. It doesn't have time on there. Oh, it has time on here.
But that hasn't been moving. Wait. Because we've not been talking for... And it's still not moving.
Are you telling me we haven't been talking for 30 hours?
No. At 11 minutes and 32 seconds. I hate to break it to you. We haven't.
We'll figure that out later.
Still. Well, isn't that... What's that number that's going on?
Oh, there's buttons, by the way.
Yeah. Let's press all of them. Oh, okay, just turn it all the way down.
I don't want it blaring in our ears. I think a lot of these are just music.
Oh, I love Metallica. Oh, this is spooky.
That'll be our intro for sure.
Okay.
We can do applause when you introduce yourself.
Just me?
Yeah, it's just you. So I'll be like, what I'm here with?
Bella! Oh my god, guys, stop. You?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
So you can tap those in. I'm not gonna.
We are so up from last year.
If people could see on the podcast what we were working with last year for this, this is a huge improvement. I wonder if it's around here somewhere. A box about this big.
It looks like a ghost hunting device.
It never works.
Oh, there it is. Yep. That was her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, I should be like, where the ghost?
Yeah. And it's so hard with the dials. Okay, well, it's not hard. I just messed up a lot.
Yeah, she would just turn me off in the middle of the conversation.
Because I thought it was my speaker, but it'd be by the microphone.
And I'd be like, oh, I can't hear myself anymore.
Yeah. Trash. We have this thing now.
Yeah. Did you guys see Twisters?
Nope.
You know why I didn't see it? Because nothing can beat that original movie.
I saw the original one because Twisters was coming out. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
Twister is so good.
It was. I was like, oh, that's not bad.
Also, people just saw it for Glenn Powell. And, you know, he can be my new enemy, too, because he looks like a dolphin.
His eyes are just so tiny.
They're scary. They're beady.
Like, he's got just that dead stare.
He got that freak look.
Mm-hmm. But put him on the list.
Put him on the list?
I thought we had agreed at the end of last year that we'd be making amends with the hate list.
Oh, were we? Well, it somehow just grew by two people.
Well,
on the first
episode. We gotta start going down.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo. Let's sincerely apologize to Mark Ruffalo.
You know we should.
So, I called Mark Ruffalo ugly or something like that. Because, have you guys ever seen the movie 13 Going on 30?
No.
Well, he plays the love interest to,
Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer Gardner.
Who's gorgeous.
And it's like Mark Ruffalo. Bruce Banner. I'm supposed to be like...
This guy?
Yeah. What was his name? He had a stupid name in that movie, too.
Matty or something. Is it Matty or Maddie?
I think it's Maddie.
Right?
I'm saying... Yeah. Who knows? Anyways.
Point is...
We made fun of him. And then I tried apologizing to him on Instagram. Actually, I apologized to all of the Marvel cast, actually.
You sent them another DM?
No, remember? That day, I sent like 30,
trying to contact them.
Yeah.
I didn't know you'd apologize.
No, I thought that's what I did try doing to Mark. Oh. Did I not? Or were we just harassing them?
No, you just texted him like, hey, Mark, it's Bella. We need you to be on the pod sooner or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, King Mark. My name is Bella, and I'm a student journalist hoping to interview you. April 12th, and I've never gotten a response.
You gave an exact date? Oh, my God.
No, you can see when you sent it. Robert Downey Jr. didn't respond either.
Yeah.
Or Sebastian Ooh, Stan.
Somebody did.
Or Jeremy Renner. Or Chris Evans. Or Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
Or Tom Hiddleston.
The list goes on. I mean, we really tried.
And also, every DM is me telling them to tell Mark to check his DMs. Robert Downey, tell Mark to check his DMs. Sebastian Stan, hey Pookie, first off, big fan. Second off, can you tell Mark Ruffalo to check his DMs?
He never did.
Yeah.
What a waste.
I thought Jeremy Renner, at least.
He doesn't have any... I shouldn't say that, but like...
Any work? Any it's okay, you can say...
He's not busy.
I should have shot to the front of the list. Maybe it's because I said, brother.
Probably.
He's and he's like, ugh. Oh, I guess he doesn't need more trauma. He got ran over by his snowplow.
This is not funny. It's serious. He almost died. Sorry, Jeremy.
Are they going to bring Hawkeye back? He's my favorite.
No, he's not. He's no one's favorite.
How could you... What if they like
Sorry,
Hawkeye?
Sorry, is Hawkeye your favorite?
No.
Yep, didn't think so. No.
Guys, can you hear that? I'm popping my knuckles in the
That's
microphone.
That's ASMR. We agreed not to do that on the channel anymore.
I never agreed. We just got shot down.
It'll probably never happen. Unless you guys want to do ASMR.
Just think how fun it would be.
I think it'd be fun.
Exactly, guys. Let's donate to our GoFundMe so we can, so we can buy fidgets for our ASMR podcast.
Do you guys ever see those TikTok lives where they're like the TikTok live ASMRs?
Yeah, and they're like
just like have a microphone just like, and they like put glue on it.
And they'll peel it.
Yeah. We should do
you
that.
You can do that. Go for it. I don't know. I'm still unsure about the ASMR podcast thing, but I'll let you guys do that if you
You'll
want
just sit there? I thought you were all for it.
I don't know.
I'm like, maybe it was Kennedy.
It's definitely Kennedy. She had that fidgets in her bag, too.
She was ready. She said, oh, let's go.
What's happening now?
Did it just close?
No.
It's like, well, we're done.
We've been kicked off the air.
With her rings, they would be like...
I don't know.
She had enough, though. She had a lot. She had, like, a handful.
Didn't have anything. What about your bracelets? That's something.
Guys, did you like that? Was that so soothing?
Comment if you thought it was soothing, and we'll think about it.
Or comment if you want a copy of the fashion show magazine. We have a trillion. We'll sign them.
Yeah. Every single one. Hand sign them. We'll take a picture with you in front of us.
Yeah, we're famous or whatever. These podcasts get like 30.
And most of them are you. Probably. And me.
I'm like, oh, what did we say?
Go back again. Yeah, pretty much. You can listen to it. Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited.
We need another viewer.
So. Yeah, so get us up to 36. Should I see what our most viewed one is? I think it might humble us.
What if it's, like, one that we're not even on?
It probably is. They probably, like, heard us take over, and they said, oh, I'm actually okay. I don't know why they don't like hearing us talk.
I don't know either. Maybe because we don't stick to the topic.
See, but the thing is that half the time there was no topic.
That's
actually, so you can't leave a topic if there is no topic.
We asked this question to everyone on the podcast. If you could cast yourself in a movie, who would play you?
Who would play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you're making a biopic about Corey. Mm. Who are you picking? Who looks like you?
Does he have to be alive?
No.
Okay. I think I'd pick John Candy.
John Candy? Hmm. Interesting choice.
So, 164 views. I don't know who we were.
Wow.
160.
That's what most of them are.
Famous? Quite, or just us replaying them over again? Which one is that?
That was movies, I think. Quiet on Set has 156.
I bet it does.
Spring Farewell has 116. That one was funny.
That one was probably our funniest one because it was all of us in a room. Oh, we can do like 6 people now.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
That's like all of us, right? Oh, yeah.
Basically
everyone.
That's like, you know. So we're famous, basically. Where's our Walk of Fame star? I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was...
We'll just put it outside.
I didn't realize I was a celebrity.
Yeah. We'll just tape a piece of paper with our names on it to the ground.
You know.
It's going to be questions, but we'll know.
Have people pose with it.
I don't know. I think it's a good idea. Write that on the board. News story. Or better yet, we'll commission someone to make like a piece of wood with it carved in or something.
And what's it going to say? Campus Chronicle or me and you? Yeah, you guys are in the presence of celebrities. Like, I don't know how you are doing it, basically.
We've gotten 146 views on...
Oh, 56, thank you. Don't...
Sorry.
Don't... Well, yeah, probably because they're all almost an hour long. You're like, oh...
Probably start and they go, it's how long?
Yeah, no, why are they talking?
This one's probably going to be pretty long, too. We do podcasting on Fridays, just so you guys know.
Oh my gosh.
Always, yeah, you're always welcome to join or just sit here. Either way.
We've talked about a lot of stuff, but also nothing at all.
That's correct. We also rehash a lot.
Yeah.
Always.
We're basically just always living in the past on the podcast.
It's true. I mean, yeah.
We're going to have to get everyone's favorite movies. We're just going to have to keep remaking the same 4 episodes.
Over and over again.
Just so we can, you know.
Movies, music. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie is... I have to think about it.
Okay, we'll give you a second. Okay.
I did watch a new movie this summer. Not a new movie, but a movie I had never seen before.
What is it?
Almost Famous.
Oh, I've always wanted to see that.
Oh, it's life-changing. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I should
It's like an experience.
I like Kate Hudson's character.
Yes,
I think
Penny
like
Lane.
Her vibes. Yes. Like her coat. I think that's always
fun. Also, I think it was towards the end of the semester. I watched Citizen Kane. I know we talked about this last year. That was good. Mm-hmm. For it being black and white.
Yeah, I got no interest in watching that.
It's good, though.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like, I stayed entertained.
Maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental.
I think you should, you know, tap into your inner film bro.
I will.
Be a cinephile.
You don't love the Godfather like I do.
You don't get Patrick Bateman like I do.
He's complex.
I, too, would bash... What's his name? Jared Leto with an axe.
Yeah, I mean...
Or if there's this movie called Panic Room that he's in. He has, like, dreadlocks in it, and I think they electrocute him. Also, I would do that to Jared Leto.
Is he in anything anymore? I feel like
anything good? Morbius?
Morbius, yeah. And, I mean, that was not good.
Okay, did you think of your favorite movie?
I did.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
A Christmas
movie? Wow.
Yep.
That's a...
I watch it over and over. It's just, it never
gets old. Not even, like outside of December?
Well, I mean, like, in December.
Oh.
Like, I don't watch it, like, I wouldn't put it on that.
Like, September, you're like, all right.
Oh, let me curl up with this movie. That is a good movie.
But I always look forward to December, because then I can put it on and just watch it and watch it and watch it.
All of the vacation movies are so good. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Should we rank them? What's your favorite vacation movie? Is yours Christmas?
I've only seen two.
Oh.
I don't know what the other one was. I saw. I can't remember.
Always liked Vegas Vacation.
Oh, Vegas is so good. Because Vegas is funny. I like European.
That's like my least.
Really?
Yeah. I think it goes Vegas, the original Vacation, Christmas, and then...
European? Mine probably goes... Original, Vegas, oh no. European Christmas. Not that I don't like Christmas, I think I've seen it too many times.
Yeah, I get that.
But Vegas, oh my god, Vegas is so good.
I think it really is. I don't know. Have you seen Vegas Vacation?
Nope.
Oh.
The one that I watched, they were like, they lived in a desert. Which one is that?
That's Vegas, isn't
it? Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I think they go and visit the family.
Eddie lives in the desert, in like radioactive.
Yeah.
And his kids are crazy, and
she's a stripper. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're
talking about. You know what we're talking about.
I keep banging the chair against.
It's okay, they'll the hear it. Bar. It's just like where that construction was being done, and
over there.
I 90% of these podcasts are probably just laughing. Like, if we could break it down to just like how much of it is.
I don't know who's editing this. Probably you.
Yeah, it usually is. I don't ever have to cut that much out.
We don't, I mean...
Except that one day where I, like, it was about movies or something. It was me, you, and Deshae, and it was one of the first ones we did. So there'd be just silence. And I was like, oh, that's a little awkward.
Get rid of that.
Yeah, sorry.
Make it sound like we actually know what we're talking about.
Do you guys have favorite TV shows? We might as well just get a little bit of information about everyone.
Yeah, what are we watching these days?
I just finished watching Girls.
I don't know her.
HBO, like the Lena Dunham show.
Oh.
That's what I watched this summer. It was pretty good. I liked it.
I'm trying to keep watching The Sopranos. I just haven't had enough time to sit down.
I don't like mob stuff.
Oh, it's good though. I'm like 5 episodes in and it's good.
Okay, maybe I should look into that.
Right.
I've been watching Orange is the New Black.
Oh, that is so good.
Really good.
What are you at right now?
I'm at, I think, season 7.
Okay, see, it got hard for me to watch after they went to Maximum, because it changed so much.
See, I don't think I'm there yet.
Oh, well, then ignore that. Guys, don't listen to that. Anyways, that was really good, but then I stopped watching. I'm watching that 70s show right now, and that 90s show.
I've been watching, I watched...
First season was not that good.
Hated it.
Part 2 and 3 were really good. They found their footing.
Yes.
It is very much like that 70s show.
I genuinely laughed, and I was like, am I laughing at that 90s show?
Oh my god, wait, guys, Cobra Kai.
Didn't watch Cobra Kai.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, wait. Yes, we did. We did. Okay, here's the big question. Have you seen Karate Kid or Cobra Kai?
Nope.
Can't even ask the question. Anyways, it's not a question, it's a statement. Johnny Lawrence is the good guy. Daniel LaRusso is not.
I won't stand for that, Bellick. You know it's not true.
And Cobra Kai is at least. Listen.
Cobra Kai is like an alternate universe.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's not canon.
Did you call up Ralph Macchio when he told you?
And I went, is this fact, Ralph?
Is this canon or is this...
No.
Is this fanfic? Tell me.
Anyway, yeah, it is.
Do you know they're making a third one? Movie.
Oh.
Fourth. They're like on 7 right now.
Yeah, because there was the Karate Kid. Next Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
The other 3. One in
Girl
Ava.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, with Hillary's. This is like the 6th.
Swing. Yeah. Anyways, it's Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Are they the Karate Kids?
Karate Grandpas? Maybe. What's his name? Not Will Smith.
Jaden.
Will takes over.
I'll look that up. Will Smith, he's not getting any roles after Slapgate.
Not Slapgate. That's crazy.
What's it just called? The Karate Kid? They don't have a new name or anything?
They'll look up like new.
I'll look 2024. Yeah, there's no information about it.
They're, like, casting it. They're, like, doing a people search. Like, they want a rando to play the kid.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you like The Outsiders?
Never watched it.
You've never seen The Outsiders?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
That's, like, criminal. Did you have to read the book?
No.
I read the book.
Have you seen the movie?
Nope.
The movie's so much better. Just because you can picture it. And Rob Lowe's in it. And, like, Patrick Swayze.
They're all young, too.
You know what else I saw this summer? I should look at my letterbox. Ghost. I had never seen Ghost with Patrick Swayze. That movie was crazy.
I do not like that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's so... I watched it when I was a kid, mind you.
Okay.
And I was just being like, oh my god, this is so boring. Why am I watching this? Like, it was just awful.
Wait, you know what?
I also don't really like Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
Hot take. Do you like Patrick Swayze?
I couldn't tell you who that is.
Okay, let me get
it.
I'm
not very big on actors.
I did watch Popeye.
You'd know him if you'd seen him. With Robin Williams.
And Shelley Duvall, just because she had passed away. That movie's, like, horrible. I hate that movie.
You didn't like it?
No. Actually, I like her part, and I like Robin Williams outside of that.
The plot is nothing.
Yeah. It's like, who was doing cocaine in the writer's room where we thought this was...
What was I doing?
Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Sweet. He's from Dirty Dancing's his biggest one.
He looks familiar.
Yeah. He's dead now.
I think I've seen that man before. Rest in peace, Patrick Swayze. You'll never be on the hate list.
No, we could never forget Patrick Swayze. I mean...
Dead people aren't allowed on it unless it's Jeffrey Dahmer, because he's on the list and so is Ted Bundy.
Everyone else is alive, right? Sock Monkey, I mean...
He's eternal.
He's spiritual.
He's forever.
I want to hear the lore about Sock Monkey.
Okay. So there's this movie, Mr. McGorium's Wonder Emporium. It's a toy store that comes to life. Have you seen a sock monkey? Do you know what that... Can you pull that up? Picture girl. Good thing we don't film these. Could you imagine how?
We should film it.
One. We should film one or two, okay, I think. Yeah. With visual aids.
Yeah. Like, you see these guys? Okay. Sock monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's sock monkey. In the movie, his whole goal is he's lonely, he's depressed, he's sad. Can you find the gif? And throughout the whole movie, he leans off the shelf and is trying to hug people who walk by him. And so he's a depressed character. And then I have a sock monkey who's been living in my closet since I moved out 2 years ago. And she said it was a disgrace to the sock monkey that he's living in my closet alone. Yeah. Bye, Casey. I'll see you at work.
Bye. He literally, it's so sad because you're basically living Mr. McGorium's Wonder Emporium. Do you see how depressing that is?
Oh, yeah.
And mine's been sitting in a dark closet for 3 years since I moved out, I think.
Why don't you move him up here with you?
I should have.
Just bring him in here.
Should I?
He should live in here.
He'll be the mascot, yeah.
My mom did have to fix him when I was a kid because his hat fell off.
That's okay.
So he has a little stitch in his hat.
We'll just buy him, like, a cowboy hat.
I'll look. I'm going home tonight, so I'll dig through my closet at 10:30 when I get off.
Just depressing. I mean, look at the face.
And then when he reaches out, it's so sad, actually.
And they play sad music, too.
And they ignore him every time. Everyone's like...
Don't know, sock monkey?
Get off me, sock monkey. Yeah.
That's the sock monkey.
That's the lord there.
We're going to have to repeat that again for...
Everyone? Yeah. Anytime?
No one's going to understand it.
Trying to think of any other ones that go deep. Taylor Swift, nah, I'm just kind of over her. That's about as deep as that lore goes.
Just tired of her. Not that she's not bad. She's a good performer.
She can write. She
makes good music, I guess. But we're just kind of sick of her presence overall. Like, she was everywhere. I do think, maybe this is a hot take, but I do feel like, in a way, she's always trying to one-up all the other pop artists.
Yeah, because, so, not to bring up Brett Summer, who you hate, Charlie XCX, it's okay.
I just don't understand.
She was about to be number one in the UK. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift released 3 variations of the same song.
Yeah.
And took her off the charts.
Why?
Pardon me?
Like, you can't let her have a moment?
Also, she's gonna... Tortured Poets Department sucked. I'm sorry. There was, like, 2 good songs.
I couldn't tell you.
And guess what? They got overplayed, so now they're not good.
Except Fortnite? That one? Is that
That's a game.
What's the other one they always put on the radio? Oh, that stupid one is like, it's my birthday. That one.
Yeah. I liked that originally, too, and then...
Yeah, and I was like, I hate the part where she's like, I'm so upset. And it's like, you're Taylor Swift. How upset
can you be? Go get on your jet and...
Yeah.
Or pay my bills and I'll like you, but...
Maybe then we'll have, like, commonality, man, but you're making multi-millions. You can't be that upset.
I was so sad. I wanted to go to so many concerts this summer, and it just did not work out.
Who did you want to see?
Motley Crue was at the fair. So was Greta Van Fleet. Both were a big one. Metallica was here just... Not here. No one comes to Iowa. Guys, don't get it twisted.
No, you know what? Who did come to Iowa this year? No one. Actually.
Metallica was in Minneapolis. I really wanted to go. Because they do this thing. It's two nights. Mm-hmm. And they play none of the songs repeat on the two nights. It's two completely different shows.
So do you go both nights?
I wanted to. I didn't get to go to either. Sorry. I would, though. Because, like, nosebleeds were $50.
That is not bad.
No, but again, my wisdom teeth moving it.
It's probably just not a good idea.
Wasn't the best idea. So I just gotta hope no one dies before I can go.
I think you're gonna be okay.
They're only like 60.
Yeah, they're not that old.
And if Mick Jagger's still, like, you know.
He's still moving. I think Willie Nelson just went on tour.
I love Willie.
He's like 95.
So do you have a dream concert or a dream?
Dream concert.
Dream guest on my podcast?
one of my exes, probably.
She's on the hate list. Continue with your dream concert.
Put JoJo on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of music do you listen to?
What kind of music do I listen to? Mm-hmm. I listen to all of it. Whatever the Spotify day list is saying today.
That's a good thing to do. Okay.
Most of the time it's good, but then there's some days I just have to like
skip.
I love some of the names on those playlists.
Oh yeah.
Let's see what it is.
Yeah, hold on. We should all check.
Everyone get theirs out.
This should be like a segment we do.
What's your day list right now?
I am, which I'm jumping on a bandwagon, and
mine
it's
hasn't
fine.
Updated from yesterday.
I am on a bandwagon, but I have been listening to quite a bit of Oasis right now.
Mine is English Rock Guitar Friday Afternoon.
Soul Crushing Demure Friday Afternoon.
Jesus Christ. It's a tough Friday afternoon. Laurel Canyon Hippie Friday Afternoon. I don't know what Laurel means.
Yanny?
That's what I'm getting from this.
Guys, I'm so demure.
I hate that word. It's killing me right now.
I'm so mindful.
That's demure. That's mindful. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Is your page covered in it?
It is, yeah.
It's like an infestation.
I remember seeing it and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
And then like
it was every
video.
Have you heard that like AI pop song? I can never...
No, I love that song.
My friend had no clue what I was talking about. And I was like,
oh my God.
You don't know...
I can Seven name. More lines of coke. Are you talking about that one?
People think it's Danny Gonzalez, and I'm really stressed if it is.
I think it is.
It's Curtis Connor.
So crazy, though, and it makes me laugh, because it starts with, like, two lines of coke, five more lines of coke, and seven. That's like...
Five guys fries.
Yeah. My one new vape. It's like, oh, you're talking about...
No.
He's never heard that in his whole entire life.
I'm lost.
My mom
a
few minutes ago.
I can name 10 things us girls need before... AI scares me, guys.
It does.
I'm trying to think what else. Anything new and exciting. Drake versus Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we're not going to get into
that. That was so long ago.
But we weren't in school.
We weren't?
I don't think so.
Wait, okay, I'm going to skip forward.
Yeah, you got to get to like the chorus.
I don't care about the topics.
And this is AI.
I think so.
It's so... Like, what?
It gets stuck in my head.
That's like...
It's all over. It's like every other video is that sound.
That's insane. And I didn't know it was AI. I was like, who?
I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Guys, AI is kind of crazy.
They made that, and it's kind of a bop.
Like, it gets stuck in my head. I'll just be singing it at work. Yes. That's the new, like, counting sheep before I go to bed. And like...
One new vape. Do something, something. I don't know the rest of it.
And then I go to sleep. And then I wake up and I'm like, wow, refreshed.
Seven more lines of coke. Ugh.
Wow, that was such a good night's sleep.
So good. Wake up to it in the morning. You put out your
alarm. That'll be my alarm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just, you know.
I mean, start playing that. Your day list is going to be very different. Is it on Spotify?
I hope so.
What's it called?
Seven more lines of coke.
That's what it's called?
I found it. Oh. I don't know what the actual title is. I don't know what title the AI made. That's like probably
10 things us girls need before we ever need a man. Hey guys, it's actually me behind it.
Oh, it's on here. 10 drunk cigarettes. There's playlists. There's playlists of it.
I bet.
That's crazy.
I just want to know who made it, you know. Like, AI obviously made it, but
like,
someone
who's
had
behind
to
it?
Yeah, type the things.
Now, see, if Taylor Swift was releasing music like that, hey.
I'd be on board.
I'd be like, let's go.
Be honest about your drug addiction, Taylor, please.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so there's a lyric in one of Charlie's songs that like alludes to cocaine, and people are like, well, she's glamorizing it. Have people not been singing about drugs since the dawn of time?
Everyone in Hollywood.
Isn't there a song from the 70s called Cocaine?
Probably.
I think it's by, like, it's like Cocaine. Here, guys, I'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Eric Clapton. See? And they're like, she's glamorizing it.
What did she say? Oh, my God. How many times can I hit the same thing?
It's something about, can we do a little key? Can we do a little line?
That's nothing.
Guys, and she's pushing the cocaine agenda down our throats.
I had an ad for a cocaine necklace.
Like, the Lana Del Rey one?
Yesterday, I think so.
Is it the heart?
Yeah.
And it's a spoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what it
is? My favorite, no. I'm like, yeah, guys, I have that. Yeah.
It was like, this is a sugar holder. And I was like, that looks like a cocaine holder. What are you talking about?
A sugar holder's crazy. Like, they were booger like, sugar.
Yeah. I mean, God knows what they're using it for. But I kept thinking, like, if you were going to use it for sugar, like,
why is it around your neck?
Also, when are you going to use it?
Oh, my coffee. Like,
that's it. You don't put on, like, salad or something. You're not like, it's a sugar dispenser.
Is there anything you guys are looking forward to?
This year?
Yeah.
I mean,
big things coming?
No. Nothing. No.
Nothing in particular.
Yeah. Is this your first year?
This is my first year.
Oh. Yeah. Do you have any advice to give?
Take it seriously.
Do you not take last year seriously?
I did not. No, last year wasn't my first year.
What?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
How am I just realizing this about you?
Yeah.
Your second year?
Mm-hmm.
This is your 30s.
It is. At a two-year school. Guys. Let's not talk about it. No. I think I just moved out, like, right out of high school. Mm-hmm. I moved out that summer. Got overwhelmed. And,
yeah.
Now I'm chilling. Now I got my head on straight.
Good.
Well, see,
yeah.
Yeah. Just take it seriously.
Take it seriously.
Also, ask for help. That was my big thing, is I was falling behind, and I was not doing anything to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to work and ignoring it.
Do you have a full year this year, like, half semester?
Because I picked up, I decided to do two majors.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm hoping I'll be done by fall next year.
Cool.
This year I should be done with journalism and then just my communications classes.
Well, damn. Good for you.
Because I was like, maybe I should throw communications
in
there.
Are you transferring? Maybe.
Maybe. I'm leaning closer to yes.
Yeah.
Because for a while it was no.
I mean, you don't really have to.
Yeah, with communications. Majors. Yeah, so.
Communications and journalism. That'll and then. Get you far.
And then, like, I was a manager. Like, yeah, it was a retail manager.
It's still
something. But still, it's, like, management of some sort. It's, position. Like, I got a few good cards up my sleeve, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I didn't even ask what your major was.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
My major is journalism.
Oh, we should have assumed that. I should have.
But you're a communications major.
Yeah, but I was a journalism major.
I'm both. See? But then I had to get my safety net out, just in case.
Well.
Riley's major? Is he journalism, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
He wants to focus sports. On sports journalism.
I am very excited to meet this fabled Riley.
Have you not met Riley?
I haven't met him yet. He sounds awesome.
He's pretty cool.
Gosh, Riley's...
Nice guy.
Riley's just silly.
Have you seen him yet this year?
Yeah, I saw him Wednesday. I came in after class. Yeah, and I guess I missed you by like a couple minutes on Monday, it sounds like.
We kept
just avoiding each other.
Yeah, like... Last week I left, I was like, she's not going to be, I'm out of here.
And then I saw you walk it out, and I was like, oh, well, I'll go say hi at least.
And then I got back, and he was like, yeah, you missed Bella. And I was like,
you knew
And then
it.
I was like, I'm leaving, I don't know if she'll show up or not. And he was, apparently I missed you again.
Yeah.
Bad timing.
So this is like a reunion then.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen each other since that
last podcast.
Last
year? Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we can't focus.
Yeah.
And we're not staying on topic.
We didn't really have a topic. Today was just like, yeah.
Are we posting this?
Honestly?
I think we should. It's great.
It's a good introduction to...
Yeah, you know?
Core to the pod.
This is... We should have a formal one, though, maybe, with the other 30 people?
No. Yeah.
Guys, it's only Corey in the class. Corey in the house. Do you guys ever see that show?
No.
Oh, you didn't watch TV. We've had this conversation.
I didn't have cable. I had PBS.
I loved PBS. My grandma had PBS.
Oh, yeah. Martha Speaks.
I was an Arthur girly.
See, I liked Arthur, but it got annoying after a while.
DW. She's Guys, I spelled something that wasn't...
She is a brat.
We'll
like, she's old. She's brat somewhere.
Else? Word girl?
loved Word
Girl. Word Girl was
That's
so
how
fun.
My vocabulary is so verbose, you know what I mean?
And demure and mindful. And
yeah. What else is on there? The new shows are awful.
Yeah, it's probably, like, scary.
Scary? No, like, one is, like, Molly of Denali.
Who?
That's that about?
It's about Molly and Denali. Lives in Denali. This theme song is catchy.
Oh, though, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still watch PBS, or?
No, I caught it once.
Oh, you were like, oh, what's this? Let me.
Yeah, I was like, I'll watch for a bit. I'm
trying to think what else I really liked.
I watched a lot of SpongeBob.
I caught SpongeBob at my grandma's.
Guys, this is embarrassing. I was one of those kids. Wasn't really allowed to watch SpongeBob.
But it says I wasn't so much either. About you.
Oh.
What?
But I would...
Like, he was breaking the rules.
Very rebellious with my SpongeBob. I was a fiend.
I craved SpongeBob.
My parents would be like, no more SpongeBob. And I'd turn it on, and I'd get my SpongeBob.
You're having the shakes?
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah. Have you watched, like, the newer SpongeBob episodes?
No, is it,
they're
like...
so bad.
Oh.
Because they make it more, like...
Skibbity toilet.
There's too much, like, action.
Yeah.
You know, and
it has to feed into the iPad kids' brain.
Right.
There has they can't have a plot. It just needs to be colors.
Yeah, and, like, bright, lots of movements.
Oh.
They're like rats, kind of. Like, they need just that visual.
They scare me.
Yeah, the iPad kids? I'm
just
gonna get near
anyone
them.
Who's, like, younger than 17, I'm not really sure are real. And see, so at my old job, I didn't work with high schoolers. We only hired 18 up. American Eagle is 16.
Oh.
So I've had to, like, like interact with these children again, and I'm like, whoa.
The Gen Alpha?
I feel 90 also. I feel ancient.
They're an interesting breed of children.
Also, well, like a lot of them, it's their first job, and you can just tell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I hate it here, quit.
We don't need you.
So, it's kind of crazy.
I'm a manager at Adventureland in the foods department.
Oh my god, I love Adventureland.
We have all kinds of like 14, 15, 16.
Just like,
and I just... They're not, I don't know. There's like some like gap between that couple years. And I'm like, I don't think I was like this.
No,
I hope not.
Or at least like there's some 17 year olds. I'm like, guys, you are, or 18 even. I'm like, why are we acting like this?
I don't know. Something happened.
But again, I'm only 20 and I feel like their grandma. I'm sitting there like gray hair.
Get the nitty-nitty.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I guess.
Kids these days, man.
Kids these days. That.
Yeah.
Didn't you write that?
I did. I wrote an article. It's somewhere in this room. Not in that huge stack.
I love her. This is so good.
See, I love that thing,
too. Let me
see
that one.
This is our prize. This is our baby.
That is, like, our hardest. Well, we didn't design it. We shouldn't, you know, jump on that. Kennedy designed it. We did the pictures.
Yeah. I wrote.
Bella wrote the article. I did the pictures.
The fashion show is really the cream of the crop in there. The creme de la creme.
Yeah. I do think that... Do you have friends at DMAC?
A few.
Okay. I feel like we should for sure ask somebody...
To model,
and we should, like, chart their experience.
Oh, my God. Like an inside scoop.
Like a mole situation.
Like, who was the girl? Oh, what's that journalist? She dressed up as the Playboy bunny?
Gloria Steinem.
Yes.
Yeah.
We Gloria Steinem this thing.
Yeah. Not that, like, it's a huge operation or anything, but I feel like there'd be a nice, cool look at a possibility.
And we don't tell them. We're like, bam, she was a mole the whole time.
See that girl up there? She's working for us. Yeah.
Those pictures turned out so good.
Those pictures are really good.
Thank you.
That night was so silly.
That night was fun. We didn't honestly didn't.
Was this here on campus?
Mm-hmm.
Down like
I didn't read the article, so
I didn't want to do all that.
Down in the
That is still my favorite thing when Kennedy was able to figure that out.
Yeah.
I know.
Because I told her, I was like, I have a vision. It came to her like Raven Simone. I was like.
Yeah, that's our
artwork in the black
right there.
I see it now. It's the first line. I didn't even... Wow.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah. That's our... I mean, our other ones are good, too, but I think that one turned out pretty
Honestly, good. The crazy thing is, like, I feel like we wrote that. I wrote that in a night.
Well, yeah, because we, got here at, like, 6-ish. You were still typing it up. And then we went in for, like, an hour, came back out, had pizza. You were still typing it
Yeah.
up. And I don't think you finished it, did you?
I finished it. Like the next morning, because I was like, I gotta go to bed.
Because Kennedy got in and then she edited it and then she finished it that afternoon.
And I think I,
It was very quick.
Well, because. Never mind.
What?
No.
Go ahead.
I can't be airing people out.
What do you mean airing people out?
I was just gonna say, like, the emailing process was so back and forth for a while where, like, it was hard to get an interview set up.
I don't think Anne listens to the podcast.
Hopefully not. Sorry, Anne. You were great other than that.
Yeah. But other, I mean, once we got in, we were pretty much in.
Yeah.
Except we didn't really know where to go, and no one told us anything.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, just come by. So we just... Her office was, like, inside the back of a classroom, and I was like, girl, I don't know. I'm not going to walk in your class.
There were some nice outfits, though, I think.
At least someone else will have to take the brunt of it this year.
You don't want to do what we did
last. No, I would, but someone might want that for their grade.
Oh. We do grading in here?
When it was a class.
That you were graded on that?
Yeah, last semester. That was a, me and Riley and Maya, who was here for, like, 5 seconds.
Oh. Oh. That was a great final
grade. She didn't know it was a class.
Class?
Uh-huh. Is it news production?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting credit for this. Wait.
Am I getting credit for this? No, right?
You've been here for fun the whole time. This was my grade. I was, like, stressed.
You were serious. And I was like, I guess I'll podcast today.
You're like, click.
Yeah. That's pretty, yeah. I mean, that was pretty much it, but...
I mean, I'd do it again, but that might be someone's grade. I don't really want to take that from
You're
them.
Right. We shouldn't do that. But I think...
We can definitely help, because it is kind of a daunting job.
It's a lot. Especially if it was as close as it was last time to the end of the year, where we had to get it out. Because I think next week was...
Yeah, basically.
Basically the end. Which is probably why we have so many issues left.
Just start sending them to people.
Just start passing them out in the hallway.
Here, you want this?
Yeah. Like, I'll sign it for you. Don't worry about it. Get a pen out.
Well, I hate to do this, but...
Do you have work?
Yeah, I probably... I gotta make the trek back to Jordan Creek. I really liked the tattoo thing. I have some ideas, I think, that we could... Not for tattoos, but just things like that.
You want to get a group tattoo?
We get a pencil. I miss Deshae. Oh, I hope she's doing good at Drake.
I hope so, too.
We'll have to see if she'll send...
Where? No. Oh, yeah. I thought you were looking at the dinosaur, and I was like, whew, Corey.
The dinosaur one's cool.
Got eye issues, but, yeah. Oh, they're pretty good. This was Riley's. Riley did the interviewing and the pic... Oh, you know what? No, I did the pictures for some of these. Except that one. That one was longer, which is probably why it's the best one here. I didn't do the rest of this magazine.
I didn't read her article. I should have. I didn't even know who he was.
I read it. It was good.
Was it good? It was
interesting, yeah.
This felt like a fever dream. This feels so long ago. Guys, that's so aesthetic. Yeah, this.
Those are our opinion pieces.
Yes. Oh, these are such good pictures. That was really fun. I still have my tote bag.
I do, too.
With the rat on it.
I just feel like people ask me, like, what is on it? DSM fashion?
Should be DTI, dress to impress.
Yeah. I'll change it. So over it. I hope they do that again, but I'd work on it again.
So.
You should think about it. Consider it. It's a good night.
If not, I guess I'll write it.
Yeah. If no one else wants to do it. I'll do pictures again, but I think Casey will probably want to do pictures.
True. Then we have two pictures.
We only have one camera.
You're right.
So.
Phone pictures, behind the scenes. Or you'll be the mole. I just say you model.
No, I can't.
We send you in.
I don't want to do that, because what if I end up in something really ugly?
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, guys, don't publish this article. I make you the cover.
Oh, God. I'd die. I think you have to get to work. I have to go eat lunch at some point, maybe.
Click clack moo, cows that type. Do you guys ever read that?
Yes. Back to the kids' books. Did you think of a book?
No.
No. Corey didn't read as a kid, so I guess that's the moral.
I really didn't read a whole lot.
That's the moral of today's episode.
Yeah. Well, don't read, ever.
Yeah, don't read. Close your eyes. Hate on books. The end.